Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from Emery and Henry at WEHC FM 90.7. And each week it comes on, my show comes on at 7 on Monday nights and at 1 in the afternoon on Saturdays. And it's my chance to play for you songs I think are extra special. And occasionally put in something, reading, a story, a joke, something different. And I call those things wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I have a wombat tonight, so it's a wombat show. The first song tonight is Gentle on My Mind, which is a song written by John Hartford. He does a wonderful job singing it, but tonight's version is new to me. It's by Carl Jackson and Ashley Campbell. And Carl sings the lead, Ashley sings harmony, and it comes out well. Gentle on My Mind.
It's known that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds, are the ink stains that have dried upon the sunlight. That keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind. Well, it's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns down by me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track. You're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing through all my mind. Thank you.
suit back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a rough and cold pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cut tans round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and fight. You're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. On my mind.
Gentle on My Mind by Carl Jackson and Ashley Campbell. Well, next up is another cover. This is 16 Tons, and the group is called Low Bass Singer, 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. A muscle and blood in a skin and bones. You've got a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load a 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. Saying, Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Say, Peter, don't you call me,
cause I can't go.
Say, Peter, don't you call me,
to the company store. Don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Come on. The sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal and the strong boss said,
well, bless my soul.
You load 16 tons and what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. Saying, Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Yeah. I was born one morning in the drizzling rain, fighting in trouble have been my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama like, and oh, I had a tall woman make me
walk the line.
Yeah, 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. See me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron and the other is steel.
If the living don't get you, then the
right one will. You load a 16 times. Another day older and a deeper in debt. Saying, Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Cause I can't go.
Say, Peter, don't you call me,
to the company store. Say, Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Say, Peter, don't you call me,
cause I can't go.
That was 16 Tons by Low Bass Singer. And next up is one of my all-time favorites. This is Spanish Dancer by Patty Scialfa. When I first started making this show, I found out that apparently I played this song too often, but I liked it so much. Since that time, I've learned not to play a song again, probably in the same year. Haven't played this one over a year. Patty Scialfa is Bruce Springsteen's wife, and she wrote and performs this song, and for me, it puts her in the league of Bruce Springsteen in ability and talent. Spanish Dancer by Patty Scialfa.
Spanish dancer steps I follow when he comes near. The red dress of temptation over a long black slip of fear. Will I fall beneath the shadow of some broken cross? My arms emptied and all my treasures lost. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Oh, mama, the bridges were burning over a river black and cold. But I walked when love commanded me up to the edges of his soul. But I'm still frightened. Opens his arms and gathers them in. Some fantastic jewel that you should never be worthy of. But all those illusions trip and fall. He is just a man after all. Just like that Spanish dancer, I pull my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, just like that Spanish dancer, just like that Spanish dancer, just like that Spanish dancer.
Spanish Dancer by Paddy Schialfa. Next comes Hero by Enrique Iglesias. And I have a story about this. I went to a concert in New York City with Enrique Iglesias, I think it was at Carnegie Hall. And when he sang this song, he went out in the audience and found a young woman, in her 30s, just sort of a nice person, plain-looking woman, brought her over on stage and put her over next to the microphone. I mean, she agreed to do this. And he sang this song to her as if he were courting her. And it was just great. It was wonderful. It just worked so well. I think she blushed, and he sang the song. So that's what this song is about. This is Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. Breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. My mind. Well, I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. My breath away. Thank you.
Hero by Enrique Iglesias. Next up is one of my favorite novelty songs. A novelty song, in my mind, is one that simply is so utterly unique it won't fit in any real genre. And this is one of those. This is one of my favorites over my life. They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha, and by Napoleon the 14th. And if you have never heard it before, I think you'll get a big kick out of it. And if you have heard it before, I think it'll make you smile again. They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha, by Napoleon the 14th.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice...
You just heard They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha-Ha, by Napoleon the 14th. Next comes a 50s song. This is the Kingston Trio singing They Call the Wind Mariah. It has a haunting feel to it for me.
Way out here they have a name, rain and wind and fire. Rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around, sets the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountains sound like folks was out there dying. One day I left.
have a name for rain, wind and fire, homie. When you're lost and all alone, there ain't no name below me. I'm a lost and lonely man, not a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me, I need my girl beside me. Mariah.
Call the Wind Mariah by the Kingston Trio. Next up is Today by the New Christy Minstrels, an expression of joy that fits well with when I close my show. So use today to celebrate most joyously our being here at all.
Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine.
A million tomorrows shall all pass away, ere I forget all the joy that is mine.
Yesterday's glory, I can't live on promises, winter to spring.
Today is my moment, and now is my story. I'll laugh and I'll cry and I'll sing. Today, while the blossoms still cling, strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all pass away, ere I forget all the joy that is mine today.
That was Today by the New Christy Minstrels. It's wombat time. Here comes today's wombat. Charlie Chaplin was a silent film star and one of the best known entertainers on the planet. And the first movie he made in which he spoke was one that he had written and produced and starred in. And in it, there was a dictator, very much like Hitler. And there was a little barber who happened to look exactly like the dictator. So in the movie, Charlie Chaplin played both parts, the barber and the dictator, and they get mixed up. And the troops get the barber and put him up on stage speaking to the troops in the role of dictator. And this is the speech that Charlie Chaplin wrote for the dictator to give. It starts off basically saying, "I don't want to be a dictator. He's just a little barber." And it shows the polarization and the great contrast between Charlie Chaplin's, what he wanted for the world and what he felt a powerful dictator, like Hitler perhaps, wanted. So this is the speech that appeared in the movie. If you'd like to know more about it, you can see it on YouTube. You can see Charlie Chaplin give the speech, and you can Google it and learn lots about the history. But it's just a powerful statement. Charlie Chaplin, the speech from the Great Dictator movie.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
That was Charlie Chaplin giving the speech he gave in his movie, The Great Dictator. Today's Wombat. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. And as you may gather from the last thing, a wombat is something odd I put in here rather than a recorded song. And today's wombat was that speech. And the rest of the show will be music. And we're coming to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry. And my chance to pick out things I think are especially interesting or good or fun to listen to. Next comes a Bach prelude on piano by Gino Giando. I fell in love with this prelude when I was in college and couldn't play the piano and still can't, but I tried. I learned how to read music and I started playing this piece from the music, and I got maybe a minute in maybe two. It took me weeks, but I loved it, and I've always loved this piece. This is Prelude in C Major from the Well-Tempered Clavier by Bach. That was Prelude by Johann Sebastian Bach in C Major from the Well-Tempered Clavier. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I only play songs on this show that I absolutely love. I have to just be head over heels. So, but some I love more than others. And the next one, City of New Orleans by Willie Delson, is definitely one of my all-time favorites. So here it is, City of New Orleans, sung by Willie Nelson.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee and rolled along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name and freight yards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues. Good morning.
City of New Orleans, performed by Willie Nelson. The next song is The Gospel Plow, and it's attributed to Bill and Gloria Gaither. They produced this music and put together the arrangements. And this particular one is called Bluegrass Gospel. So here is The Gospel Plow. Gospel Plow, produced by Bill and Gloria Gaither. Next up is She Drives Me Crazy by Fine Young Cannibals. I remember the first time I heard this song. It certainly got my attention. She drives me crazy. Just heard She Drives Me Crazy by Fine Young Cannibals. Next up comes a traditional fiddle and banjo tune and sung a lot. It's called Black Eyed Susie, and this version is by the Corn Maze String Band.
Susie, jump back, little black-eyed Susie. Hey, little black-eyed Susie, hey. My old man, he's long and tall, sleeps in the kitchen with his legs in the hall. Hey, little black-eyed Susie, jump back, little black-eyed Susie. Hey, little black-eyed Susie, hey. Susie, hey, little black-eyed Susie, hey. Susie, jump back, little black-eyed Susie. Hey, little black-eyed Susie, hey.
String band playing and singing Black-Eyed Susie. Next up is California Dreamin' by Jose Feliciano, sung by Jose Feliciano. The song was written in New York City, and somebody from California was thinking about being back there where it was warm, and in the middle of the winter in New York it can get quite chilly and windy and mean. So this is the song about dreaming about being back in warm, sunny Southern California. At least that's what the songwriter thinks it is. California Dreamin', Jose Feliciano.
I really need a little bit of loving, yeah.
That was California Dreamin', sung by Jose Feliciano. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College. And if you'd like to contact me, you can email me at harry@baya.net, harry@baya.net. And let me know if you'd like more wombats in the show or less wombats. Now comes one of my many favorite parts of the show. This is the closing, and the closing includes having the audience participate with me and join me. So that's your chance. You are now going to be with me participating, I hope. You're invited to anyway. So when you're ready, I hope you're ready right now, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.